Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're joined by Herb Sewell. He is a talent manager, operates a business in Hollywood that has some 27 employees. Herb, Governor Schwarzenegger of the state of California has had to take a course on sexual harassment, as have other members of his senior staff.
That's my understanding, Phil.
So it looks like the governor's, maybe his alleged past behavior is catching up to him?
Well, it should be. Sexual harassment in the workplace costs upwards of $300 million a year in lost man hours due to litigation, retraining, and so forth. Any hint of it in any business, such as the one that I operate, or any business, is unacceptable and should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And all of the men in our office, for instance, have been told they must take a mandatory two-hour course on preventing sexual harassment and recognizing it in the workplace.
Now, the women in your office are not required to take a sexual harassment course, correct?
Women are welcome to take it, Phil, if they'd like to. But no, it's not mandatory for women.
And why is that?
Because it is my belief, and this is, by the way, backed up by any number of psychological evaluations and reports, that women are fundamentally incapable of truly sexually harassing men.
All right, Herb, I want...
Now, before you say anything, let me explain this, because I know it's a little controversial, but I can back this up.
Because there have been claims that women have sexually harassed men.
There may have been claims, but women are fundamentally incapable of really sexually harassing men. Understand that the definition of sexual harassment includes a manager or supervisor making a job benefit available only when an employee agrees to some kind of sexual behavior or acquiesces with sexual behavior. Women, you have to understand, have worked a very long time to get to where they are today. They have worked very hard to break the glass ceiling. They have worked a long time to get into management positions that they are likely not stupid enough to jeopardize that. It is very, very unlikely that women are going to be that stupid to jeopardize what they... It's taken their gender many, many decades to achieve by harassing behavior toward an underling.
Well, and so by logical extension, you're saying men have jeopardized their employment because they are not acting intelligent.
Men are used to having control and having power, and it's a pitfall. And they stumble into sexually harassing females because they aren't thinking.
And yet, men have filed sexual harassment complaints against female supervisors.
Well, it stands to reason that men would do that, partly because they are stung by the charge that they have sexually harassed someone themselves, and, partly by maybe unconscious desire that something like this happens to them. It's wishful thinking, because I say it's been my experience that women don't engage in this kind of behavior.
All right, well, some men, though, have won sexual harassment cases, haven't they?
I'm sure that is the case, but they don't connote that sexual harassment takes place. That simply connotes that society's prejudice in wanting to believe that it's possible a few very talented women have lost promising careers because some bureaucrat at the Fair Employment Commission wants to maintain the good old boy network.
Herb Sewell is my guest. We're talking about sexual harassment courses that men are being asked to take, and that in your place of business, women don't have to take them because you believe women cannot sexually harass men. So men wind up being the real offenders.
Yes, in that is my experience.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, and then I want you to give us your experience. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You've said your experience a few times. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is I've been in the professional world since I was 19 years of age. First as an actor, later in talent management, working as an agent, and then finally owning my own agency. And through all of those 40 years, I personally have never once been subjected to any sexually harassing behavior by any female supervisor that I've had at that time. And believe me, in the early years, when I worked in mailrooms, we had executive secretaries, we had office managers, and so on, I've never been harassed by a female.
All right, well, what does that mean, that you've never personally...
Well, let me finish, because... And here is the very pivotal and very important piece of information. I am considered to be, by many women, to be rather handsome. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but I've been told by women, by girlfriends, that they find me very, very attractive. And I've been married a half a dozen times, so I'm not proud of that, but obviously I don't have a problem attracting women.
Okay.
And yet I've never been sexually harassed in the workplace. And I was talking to a friend of mine about that, and she said, it stands to reason, because of how good-looking you are, and I also have a, I suppose, because of the way that I was raised, my father was in the United States Air Force, and I was raised around the world, I've developed a great, I suppose I have a grasp of restaurants and wines and things, and things that women appreciate. And so this friend of mine said, it stands to reason, if you've never been sexually harassed, because of how good-looking I am and cultured I am, then women may not be the sexually harassing creatures that we'd like them to believe. Now, this is very important for a couple of reasons. Number one, if anyone in the workplace is going to get sexually harassed, you imagine it's going to be someone who is very good-looking. I'm good-looking, and I've never been sexually harassed. That's number one. Number two, if a man is going to be sexually harassed in the workplace, it certainly isn't going to be someone who is so uncultured that he's wearing the Mickey Mouse t-shirt in the mailroom or this sort of thing. I have, as I mentioned, been raised in a manner where I know the right wines to purchase. I know good restaurants. Again, I've never been sexually harassed.
All right, so you've never had a woman come on to you for sex?
When I was an underling, yeah.
Never come on to you for sex in the workplace?
Right. Now, that is important, but it's also very important to understand that it doesn't make sense that women would sexually harass men when they stand to lose so much. And men are a bit more cavalier about performing the odd bit of sexual harassment because they know deep down that their jobs are more secure because they're men, so they don't really, doesn't bother them as much.
Does this bespeak some morality on the part of the women? On the part of women?
I think it bespeaks a great deal of willpower. They value their position. When you have a very attractive young man in the office and you don't want to come onto him sexually, you must have great willpower. And I've been told by a couple of women that I did work for that it took a lot of willpower not for them to put their hands on me or this kind of thing.
But we're not really talking about you.
And I don't want to talk about me, but I'm just saying, because of my... for instance, when I was working in the mailroom, I didn't just wear jeans and I didn't wear a t-shirt. I tried to come to work every day wearing a suit. I tried to come to work every day wearing a nice cut of clothes. And I was cologne and this kind of thing. I was manicured. And yet women didn't sexually harass me. That must mean they have the willpower, if you will, of a Saddam Hussein not to come on to me.
All right, Herb Sewell with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Men are taking sexual harassment instruction in the workplace, but he's not requiring his female workers to do it because he says that they're not capable of sexual harassment. Now, look, we know that some women have been sued for sexual harassment. I don't know how many. Herb says, well, sure, they are sued, and sometimes they even win, but it's impossible for a woman to sexually harass a man because they've been through too much to get the jobs they have to actually engage in this. His own experience is that he has been told he's a very handsome man and that he is very, you know, refined and all that, and yet no women have sexually harassed him. And if any man was going to get sexually harassed, it would be Herb Sewell. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back as we talk about sexual harassment in the workplace. Governor Schwarzenegger of California had to take a course on sexual harassment today. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Herb Sewell is my guest. He is basically the operator, the owner of a talent agency. You have 27 employees, Herb, did you say? Or some are...
27 employees, so that includes other agents as well as personnel, yeah.
And we're talking about sexual harassment. Now, you say that it is impossible for women... You say impossible for a woman to sexually harass a man?
I believe that it is... I'll tell you, it would be difficult for me to believe had I not... down through the years experimented and looked at this. I've looked very much into the issue of sexual harassment. I was on two governors' panels of sexual harassment in the workplace. I also worked in association, or in conjunction rather, with the Department of Labor on this subject 10 years ago when under the presidency of President Clinton. And just in my own work experience, I once, about 20 years ago when I was working still as a young agent, I once left the top four buttons on my shirt wide open to see if my supervisor at that time, was actually not a supervisor, she was the lead agent in the agency that I was working for, and she didn't even give me a second glance. Now, I've got, as I said, I'm a handsome man. I suppose you could say I've got a lot of chest hair, and women are particularly weak for that kind of thing. But I left the buttons open, and somebody commented, "Why do you have your shirt open?" I said, "It's a very hot day," and it was a very hot day. But I opened the shirt wide to try to show my chest, and, but what I can say the word nipple, or...
Yes, of course you can say that.
You can see both of my nipples and this sort of thing. And nothing. Now, I am a very attractive man. I took this information, I sort of collated it, I put it in with all the other things that I knew, and when I did go to work for the Department of Labor, these are the things that are sort of factored in to our study.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Herb Sewell. Here's Meredith. Go ahead, Meredith.
You are absolutely insane to think that women cannot sexually harass a man.
Well, have you ever sexually harassed a man?
I have not sexually harassed any men.
Well, then you don't really know. It's apocryphal. It's apocryphal.
It's crazy. Women wake up every day and they make themselves look as good as possible just like he does.
Harass a man. To look good in business is one thing, and that is not sexual harassment. You need to understand the definition.
No, that's
it's certainly
true,
the same thing when a man gets out of bed in the morning, he puts on a nice suit and tie, or whatever he does. He tries to look presentable, he tries to even look attractive, but it doesn't mean that he is sexually coming on any more than the woman is. Now, we're talking about how do you then explain, if you say you've seen it, I've never been sexually harassed.
Just because you have never been sexually harassed does not mean that it doesn't happen to men. I've watched women reach out. I actually, in a company that I did work for a time, I watched my manager reach out and grab the bottom of one of my coworkers.
Well, that's at a party or something like that? Or were they boyfriend and girlfriend? Were they boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, they were not. In fact, it was my boyfriend. She reached out and grabbed.
Well, I would very much question what kind of relationship they had.
What does that mean?
Well, I think Meredith probably wasn't aware of the nature of their relationship. But I will tell you this: I have never been sexually harassed, and I've never met your boyfriend.
Leave your shirt open doesn't mean that women are going to gravitate towards you. I'm not saying that you're not an attractive man, but. That's a crazy thing. I don't find chest hair attractive. And if I saw a man with chest hair hanging out, I wouldn't look twice either.
Well, listen, people have compared me to Tom Selleck, and no woman has ever sexually harassed me. Now, how do you figure
that? Sir, Tom Selleck has a mustache that looks like a caterpillar grew on his face.
Well, I don't know. What does your boyfriend look like? What does your boyfriend look like? See, in other words...
Well, are we getting off the point here?
No, I don't even know.
Just because you have not been sexually harassed doesn't mean that it doesn't happen to other men.
Well, it happens
on a regular basis.
It stands to reason that if I am good looking and I've never been sexually harassed in 30 years of business, what are you talking about? See, so
that doesn't stand to reason either. Why would you?
Yes.
Make yourself the cornerstone of all of mankind.
Is that what you're doing, Mr. Sewell? That you may be talking about yourself as if you are the gold standard?
Well, not that I'm the gold standard, but this was brought up to me by a woman. I didn't think of this. One of my girlfriends said to me, and it was at a time where she might have been, I suppose you say, emotionally weakened. We had made love, and she said, "My God, how is it you've gone 40 years without one of your supervisors, female or male," she said, "female or male, trying to stick their hand down your pants or something like that?" I said, I don't know. I think it's because the women don't do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is this, this is John.
Yeah,
I'm a psychological profiler for the federal government. I've got 26 years on the job with NSA.
Sure you are, John.
Okay. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Let me tell you something, sir.
Sounds nice. Do you
okay,
tell your
friend, well, man,
you tell your
guy
friends that at the liquor lounge?
Well, guy, let other people talk,
let other people,
okay?
Yeah, let other people speak.
All right, let other people speak. The fact that you've been married six times doesn't tell me you're that good looking, but let me tell you your story. First of all, women don't necessarily sexually harass for sex. They can sexually harass because they're lonely. They can sexually harass because they're insecure. They've gone through a divorce. They're going through trying times. They're going through emotional turmoil.
Well, you're not a psychologist.
You're facing sexual harassment.
You
are facing sexual harassment on strictly sex.
Well, sir,
you are saying sexual harassment is based on the fact that you're a good-looking guy with chest hair.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm telling you,
yes,
I have witnessed and interviewed hundreds of people, women, who have sexually harassed men with top security clearances, top secret security clearances, and I can verify this.
Well,
it has nothing to do with emotional insecurity.
Can I ask a question at some point, Mr. Hendry?
Sure, go ahead.
Just because this man calls up and claims that he could claim that he's Captain Kirk from the Federation of Planets. Am I supposed to believe that, or I don't understand?
All right, Herb,
well,
that's a very good point. Can I respond to that?
Well, hold on a minute, and secondly, I had a two-part question.
Please.
That was the first part. The second part is, you've never met me, so you don't know how handsome I am, but I've been compared to the guy in that suntan commercial. I can't remember his name now. Godzilla, right. Okay. Well, if you want to get off your cuties, then
The point that you're making is that women sexually harass based on sex. That is not true, Herb.
Yes.
That is not true.
The fact
that you have never been sexually harassed is great for you. That does not necessarily mean that some fat slob out there. First of all, men, in the cases that I've interviewed, men typically who are sexually harassed do not want to report it for ego reasons. They do not want to report sexual harassment because they feel that it's less than manly.
How do you explain that before I was able to open my own agency, I worked for this woman. She was very powerful. She was a very powerful talent agent in New York and very beautiful. She walked by my office one afternoon. It was a very hot afternoon. The sun was shining through the window, and it was very hot. And I do this every now and then, just to experiment with this theory that I have. So I took my shirt off, and I started doing push-ups. And I'm going to tell you something, and this is fascinating. She just kept right on walking. Now, I find that to be fascinating.
Well, what were you expecting? Was she going to come in?
Ordinarily... And again, it sounds like I'm an ego case, and I'm not. But ordinarily, if I do that, a woman's going to stop and want to talk, make a comment on my back hair or something that she finds attractive. But this woman kept right on walking. So I remember I got up and I went over to my desk and I made some notes about that experience. And I brought all of this to the Clinton administration, to the Department of Labor when I was working in that presidency.
Herb Sewell is my guest on the Phil Hendry Show. He has he right now owns his own company. He says that he forces the men on his staff, not forces, but he compels them to take a sexual harassment course, but the women don't have to because it's his opinion, based upon his personal experience, women really don't sexually harass men. He himself is a very attractive man. He's even left his shirt open in the office. He's taken his shirt off and done push-ups. Women don't react. Why is that? Possibly because they really don't have sexually harassing natures. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What do you think? You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Herb Sewell is with us. Herb Sewell is the owner of his own company, but also has done studies on sexual harassment in the workplace. He compels his his male employees to take sexual harassment courses, not the women. Because of your studies and your experience, you don't think women can sexually harass men. Correct.
That is absolutely correct, Phil. And I want to mention my experience at the Department of Labor.
All right, let me give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. We'll get back to the phone calls. But what you mentioned that you did a study some, 10 years ago?
Yes. We hired actors to test female CEOs. What we did was this. And it was a paradigm that we used in all of our testing. We set up hidden cameras in the workplace. And we literally had actors go in and apply for a job in much the same way you might see on television in candid camera, only this is deadly serious business of ascertaining sexual harassment in the workplace. Now, these actors were all very talented young men, very handsome young men with Chippendale dancer experience, this kind of thing. As the interview took place, we had the men lean over the women's desk or touch themselves on their leg or lick their lips seductively, and not once did one of these female CEOs make an advance. Now, how do you explain that? It's easy. Women are all about business in the workplace. Yes, they can be attracted to a man, but they don't do anything inappropriate. And
you heard that other caller. She reached over and grabbed the guy's rear end.
Well, I didn't want to say anything to that young lady, but it sounded to me that that woman, that so-called supervisor, and that young lady's boyfriend had perhaps a more, shall we say, significant relationship than she wanted to, to admit to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Herb Sewell here on sexual harassment. Here is Melody. Melody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to let him know, he says he's got all this hair on his chest and that and the other. I think chest hair is ugly. I think
I don't know what you, I have any idea what you look like, but I can assure you that most women find it very attractive.
Well, not every woman has the same opinion. There's a lot of women in this world that do not like chest hair.
I'm talking about quality women.
And I'm a quality person, excuse me.
Ma'am, with all due respect, you sound as if you're missing some teeth, literally.
We don't need to say that.
Well, I'm detecting that in the lady speaking, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm very sorry. But
I've had a cold, excuse me, but I am a very articulated person.
You're articulated?
I'm a very articulated person. I have very many fine qualities about me.
Well, the proper use of the word is articulate, not articulated.
I didn't ask you to be my professor.
Well, I have to because you use the word improperly. And I can assure you.
And another thing, you're ha-ha and ho-ho, and you sound like Beavis and Butthead on the HBO show.
Well, I think that speaks to your kind of culture. Beavis and Butthead? I can tell you.
No, I do not watch them.
I can tell you that
the
women that I associate myself with do not have
I do not watch them. My teenage children do.
Well, be that as it may, dear. I'm not making Beavis and Butthead
comparisons. And another thing, if I had seen a person take off their clothes or shirt and exercise like that in the office place, I would wonder where he cracked his head at.
You would have what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You would have what?
I would wonder where you cracked your head at. There's places to exercise, and in an office is not doing it.
Well, can I ask you, are you familiar with the modern professional workplace, or are you just familiar to going in the back and getting another case of Charmin out? Because I don't know.
Billing in a trucking company.
I'm sorry? You do what?
I do billing in a trucking company. I see people all day long.
She does billing in a trucking company?
She's billing.
Billing.
She's accounting.
I see. Oh, well, a trucking company is quite different from a talent agency in Hollywood, California. But I would say
And another thing.
Yes?
When you want to exercise, you go to a place to exercise. And the only reason a lot of me and my friends do not sexually harass a man, because we have more respect for our person than to lower ourselves to those standards.
Well, I can tell you, Melody, that I respect that. And if I were you, I would see to getting your back molars replaced, because...
Why?
I got a whole mouthful, excuse me?
Well, you've got some... You got a whole mouthful of what? I don't...
Teeth.
All right, I just...
What do you say?
I think you
I'm
mean...
telling...
You just don't like criticism, and I'm sorry.
No, I
about
don't
your
mind
life.
The criticism, but
no,
you have
you
to understand
just
that.
No, you do not like criticism. You don't think that you should be criticized because you think you're that and all that and a piece of cake, too. I don't think so.
Well, Melody, you've never met me, and I can assure you, had you met me, you would be very interested in going to bed
with
me.
I don't think so.
Well, how do you
and
know
really,
that?
Really, in fact, I know not.
Well, I don't understand. But the point is, it's not whether you would. Well, the point is, it's not whether you'd go to bed with me. It's the big question is, would I with you? And
I don't think you're up to my standards.
Herb, you know, you're talking about not sexually harassing people, and you're being very personal with this lady.
No, she's claiming that she doesn't like this, she doesn't like that. Well, I'd have to say to her, well, what makes you the big prize? I mean, I'm listening to her saying things, and I suppose it's fine that she bulls or whatever she does, but I'm talking about young ladies, you know, who have a taste and style and, you know, the Paris Hilton style. Have you seen Paris Hilton on TV, Melody?
No, I don't like the show. I do billing, you know, computer, data entry,
all right.
Not billing.
All right.
Billing.
Melody, thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what you mean about the teeth.
She sounded... You're kidding, right?
No.
She sounded as if she was missing, unless I'm wrong about that.
Chris, did that lady sound like she didn't have any teeth?
Well, what was it that I was hearing? I was hearing like a lateral lisp of some kind. I don't know what that was.
I don't know, and I don't care. But she was making a point about your desirability based upon at least your personality, which she didn't like.
Well, let's get back to the reality here. Part of the studies we did, and this is a four-year study that we did over a period of 4 years, where we would take young actors, young male actors, and pour a glass of water down their chest. Now you ask, why would we do that? Because women love to see a man whose chest glistens and sweats and this sort of thing. Now, I have at odd times done that in my own office when I wasn't owning... I don't do this anymore now, but when I wasn't owning my range, I would pour water down my chest and sit at my desk with the door open as if I had just been in a fight or something. And no women reacted. I made a note on some flashcards I had in front of me. Today I sat at my desk and I had this water, as I said, and there was no reaction. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Herb Sewell. Randy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Randy?
Yeah, where are you getting off on all this stuff? You know, I own my own company. I've worked for companies that have major employees. And I tell you what, we've seen women that have came on to guys.
What do you mean you own your own company and you've seen women who came on to guys? First of all,
I own my own company, same as you, but I've got to tell you, buddy, women come on to supervisors, they've dumped their husbands and everything else. That's sexual harassment.
Well, then why didn't you report them? Why didn't you report them?
As far as the rest of the stuff goes...
Wait a minute, he's got a good question here.
You're on a big ego trip, buddy.
Randy,
you think
Randy.
You're pouring water on your chest, you're doing all sorts of stuff in the workplace. How about getting back to work?
Well, can I ask you something, Randy? Can I ask you something?
You're really sick,
if you've
buddy.
Seen this behavior, why didn't you report it?
Why didn't I report it? I'm the boss, and I have to take care of this type of behavior. I have to go to these employees and knock this stuff off.
I thought you had to go to the police or something.
It happened in the workplace.
No.
And I have to stop it, and I have to make policies for it. But you're telling me this doesn't happen.
No, what I'm saying is...
You? It does happen in the workplace. It happens with men, and it happens with women.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on for a minute.
Human nature.
Hold on
for
a minute.
What's wrong with you?
Hold on for a minute. I, over the course of a four-month period, poured water down my chest and kept the door of my office open, and I'd even nick my neck to show a little blood trickling down. Women are attracted...
I've got to tell you, partner, what is wrong with you doing this type of stuff in the workplace? The workplace is not made for this. You're one of the problems.
No, I'm doing this as a part of a study for the Department of Labor.
Oh, come on. Come on, buddy. Who's paying you to do this? Is this your own company you're doing this for?
Yes, sir. It's just part of my own research.
Let me tell you, you ought to spend more time on sales than something, because I tell you what, you're doing nothing but trying to bait women.
No, I want to see whether women can sexually harass men. It's my conclusion that they do not. No, they do not.
You are baiting these people. Get
but the point
this,
is,
buddy.
Randy, that
there's
they do not, and I can tell you
with men
that they
and women
don't.
Without people like you trying to set it up.
And just because a woman asks a man for a date doesn't mean that it's sexual harassment. You don't know what sexual harassment is. I do. And I have never seen a woman sexually harass me.
You're a funny man.
And I had water and blood coming down my neck and everything.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I put on a pair of Lycra tights with my bare chest.
You don't know what sexual harassment is.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know about women? Do you know women? Do you know women? Okay. I used to put on a pair of Lycra tights with my bare chest and do the splits in my office. Is the gentleman there?
He's probably hung up. And so what?
What do you mean, so what? Not one woman comes on to me? What's that about? Are you kidding? So.
Well, are they supposed to?
Let me repeat it again, and I'll do it slowly for you. I put on Lycra tights with no shirt on and did the splits. See, if you don't... I understand there are women out there listening to me right now, and this is the interesting thing. Most women don't have a lot of courage when it comes to what attracts them. I know what attracts a woman. And I'm also saying something very positive about women. They don't sexually harass men. Whether I tossed my hair and kept my mouth in the O position, whether I did splits in Lycra tights, whether I poured water down my chest and sat staring into space as if I'd just been in a fist fight, all of these things are designed to attract a woman, and yet not one of them came on to me. I find that fascinating.
All right, Herb, thank you very much, but I really got to get going.
Really? Why?
Because I'm getting frightened, and I don't. This is nothing personally against you, but I am getting frightened.
But you're frightened of me.
I am a little bit frightened of you, and I want to just kind of conclude this portion of the hour. Jesus. One 800 449 8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Herb Sula, believes that sexual harassment doesn't take place, that women don't sexually harass men. Robert, go ahead. You're on with Herb Sula. Robert?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, pal. Quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that, you know, that women do sexually harass in the workplace.
Well, it's never been my experience. Has it been your experience, Robert?
Yes. I was sexually harassed by a young female when I was in a supervising position.
And she was your underling? She was your employee?
She was the employee. What were you doing to her?
What were you doing to her?
Oh, I wasn't doing nothing to her.
Well, what do you mean you weren't doing anything? Why? You heard what I put on Lycra tights, I do splits, these kinds of things. Have you done that?
No, I never done anything crazy like that.
You call that crazy? So... Was your chest dabbed with water, or what we call dabbled with water, anything like that?
No.
Well,
I was listening to the other guy's comment, and you need to get back to work. You got that much time on your hands.
Well, I'm just trying to ascertain what sexual harassment is. A lot of times what I like to do is I'll do chin-ups at the door of my office. And one of the things this will really, you can tell if a woman's, you know, will come on to you, she just go,
pour water on you.
You know, like that, when you're doing a chin-up. Women love that. If they don't come on to you after you do that, then women can't sexually harass you. And as far as that girl was that you were saying was your underling, brother, I'd be all over that.
Okay, that's... That guy's a sick... All right, let's get into a flashback. Get out of here, Sewell, you creep.